It's 6 past 6, and as you've just heard in the news, an Egypt airplane with 66 people on board is believed to have crashed into the ocean off the Egyptian coast on its way from Paris to Cairo. Egypt Air has confirmed that there are no Australians on board. Neil Hansford is an aviation expert and the chairman at Strategic Aviation Solutions. Welcome to RN Drive.
Oh, good evening.
The airline says contact with the plane was lost around 280 kilometres off the north coast of Egypt. What do we know so far?
Well, we know the aircraft was at 37,000 feet in the cruise, 40 minutes out of Cairo, and we have seen a report where a captain of a merchant ship saw about 130 miles from the Greek island of Kaphos that he saw a flash in the sky. It would suggest that the aircraft has exploded, and there was an SOS sent, which was picked up by the military, not by the civil world.
Egypt Air has tweeted that a distress signal was sent from the plane's emergency devices. Is this likely to be an automatic signal or one put out by the pilots?
The pilots can put it out. You know, say the pilots can put it out off the controls. And it would appear that's what's happened, because it's not an audio signal.
The Egyptian military has denied the report from Egypt Air that a distress signal was sent by the plane. What do you make of these conflicting accounts? I mean, it has just broken this story, so of course, ultimately, you do get a bit of conflict in terms of reports. But what do you think?
It will be no different to what there was in Malaysia with MH370. There's a lot of people trying to protect their turf, and I think that's one of the problems we've got. Is that as it's happening, you know, everybody's obviously wanting to defend their positions, but I think the Greek authorities were the ones that said it had disappeared off their radar because it was in their airspace.
And what else are the Greek authorities saying now? Because they're kind of crucial in all of this, aren't they?
Oh, well, they said that it had disappeared, and they knew where it was. It was the flight path is pretty well defined because it's only 40 minutes from its arrival.
The Egyptian, A320s are regularly used for these short haul budget flights, and generally, I think they have
not just budget flights. These are a core part of, scheduled flying of premium airlines like the Air France's and the British Airways. It's not just your low cost. This is the aircraft of choice, along with the 737 for short haul flying.
So it's a pretty standard plane to catch for short haul flying.
Oh, yes, very much so. It's just not just your Jetstars and your Tigers of the world. Air New Zealand fly A320s.
They have a very good safety record.
Excellent. And when you take the human factors out of it, they have an excellent safety record. You know, you have to take out German Wings, and you take out the Metro Air problem in coming out of Cairo that crashed in the Sinai, that was brought down with explosives. So the aircraft has an excellent reputation, and it's only been human-induced events that have caused the problem.
So would you be surprised to hear that it's a technical fault that might be responsible? Is that?
I don't think. Look, it's in the cruise. It's not on landing or takeoff, and I would say the chances of it being a technical or mechanical problem on the aircraft would be negligible. The aircraft will fly on one engine. It's got so many default systems. No, I don't think I don't think that's a conceivable issue.
The French Prime Minister says no theory can be ruled out in investigating the disappearance of this flight. At this stage, is everything just speculation? Because you've just suggested to me, from obviously being an aviation expert and knowing a lot about these kinds of planes, that you think that safety and something going wrong with the plane is actually a very slim possibility here.
It is indeed. Look, the aircraft has come out of Paris, and we all know of the recent ISIS problems and terrorism in Paris, and they would have turned this aircraft upside down and the passengers upside down, such is the heightened awareness. But in the five sectors before it flew, it had been to Eritrea, and it overnighted in Eritrea, and it had also been to Tunis in Tunisia. So it had done the Asmara airport, and it had done Tunis. And on this crew were three security officers. So it says to me that Egypt Air had some heightened level of security, because to have three air marshals on a plane is certainly substantial.
And security at Charles de Gaulle would be quite high. This is, of course, speculation. Is it still possible that someone could have put an explosive device on the plane? I mean, it's just almost unthinkable, given what we've seen recently happening in Paris,
Not at Charles de Gaulle.
Sorry?
Not at Charles de Gaulle. I suggest if there is a problem, it may well have happened. Would have happened prior to that.
So you think that this happened at another time in the last couple of days?
Or somewhere similar.
Okay. And I find that... So given all of this, and we're having, as I say, very conflicting reports coming out, what sort of time frame can we expect to get some kind of clarity on what this might be all about?
I think until they find debris of any type, I think that's when it'll come out, because if there's debris spread over a large field, that would suggest there's been an explosion in midair. If the aircraft is in one piece, which I highly doubt, or a number of large pieces, it will be something that's happened. Lower down. But my current feeling is that it's happened in the cruise, and there's a catastrophic failure caused by, I believe, some other device.
The Egyptian and Greek authorities are involved in the search for the missing plane. Would you expect a wreckage to be found soon?
It's good weather, and I don't know how many assets they've got, but I would suggest the next 48 hours are pretty crucial.
Neil, it's been a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much for joining us to give us some clarity. Of course, it's early days. There's hardly any clarity, but you've explained things very well for us. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
That's Neil Hansford. He's an aviation expert and the chairman at Strategic Aviation Solutions, giving us an update. Of course, that story that's just broken, you would have heard it on the ABC News. We're trying to give you as much as we can information that's coming in on that Egypt airplane with 66 people on board, believed to have crashed into the ocean off the Egyptian coast on its way from Paris to Cairo. You're listening to RN Drive. I'm Patricia Carvelis on your radio tonight till 7:30. At 6:30 tonight, I'll be speaking with Ian Thorpe. He's got a couple of new projects on the go. We're going to talk about bullying. We're going to talk about 200,000 years of history for the Thorpe family. What kind of DNA does Ian Thorpe have? All that coming up at 6:30 tonight, 0418 226 576.